Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another Senate story. Lindsey Graham. Senator Lindsey Graham barely ahead of his opponent, Jamie Harrison, in a latest poll. As a matter of fact, they are within the margin of error. There's a young man named Jamie Harrison raising a lot of money, breaking records for his particular race. He is on the show. Jamie Harrison, running for U.S. Senate, South Carolina. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Rashad. Thank you so much for having me on your show. But I can tell you, my heart is heavy, man, with this news about Corey.
Yeah, and I got to say, I did not think Corey would drop out now. I do know he's had some issues with fundraising, but that's part of the course. But his voice was definitely one well-respected and much needed. I hope he continues to push the agenda.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. He and Kamala and Julian Castro added a very, very needed perspective in those debates. And my only hope is that the remaining candidates understand that diversity is our greatest strength as a nation. And it's not something that you can just pull out and talk about, and it is something you have to live. And so I hope that those issues that are really important in communities of color, particularly in the Black community, are discussed, debated, and that they have concrete plans for you know, how they're going to move our communities into the 21st century.
You're running for U.S. Senate in South Carolina. You're running against a very known, very well-known Senator Lindsey Graham. I think for some, it is surprising when I say that Lindsey Graham was actually considered at one time to be one of the most level-headed U.S. senators in the legislature. Would you have agreed with that statement at some point?
Yeah, man. Listen, Rashad, he had me hoodwinked and bamboozled as well. You know, this guy is it's worse than one of these used car salesmen. He's sort of a con man. He will say and do anything to be in power and to be relevant. And as a result, the people of this great state of South Carolina are suffering because we have so many issues in this state, from the fact that our rural hospitals have closed. Lost four of our rural hospitals over the past few years. We got communities where the lead level is higher than the federal standards. 12 of our communities, of counties, don't have OBGYNs. I can go on and on about the issues here in South Carolina, but this guy isn't focused on that. He's more focused about having a seat on Air Force One than he is addressing the issues that are important to the people of South Carolina. And that's why I'm running, and that's why we are focused on sending him home.
You are the number one challenger. You have raised a significant amount of money. You are doing very well in the polls. What do you attribute your competitive success to running against Lindsey Graham?
It's about talking about the things that people are dealing with and trying to bring hope back to South Carolina. You know, Lindsey Graham has not had a town hall now almost 3 years in the state. And, you know, that old adage of all politics is local is very true. People want to know that you are focused and concerned about them and the things that they're dealing with. They want to make sure that they can have the American dream for themselves, but also for their kids. And right now, Lindsey is just not focused. I give you a perfect example. We had tornadoes that cut through South Carolina this weekend. Kershaw County, one of our small counties, their high school was demolished. We haven't heard one peep from Lindsey Graham about any efforts to help that community. Yeah, but if you look at his Twitter page, he's talking all about what's going on in Iran and what's going on in Washington, D.C. as it relates to impeachment. But listen, that doesn't butter the bread of the people here in South Carolina. It doesn't help put another dinner on the table for these folks. It doesn't help them get another job. He needs to focus on the things that are important to them, and I'm doing that. We have launched a program called Harrison Helps, where I go around the state working and partnering with community organizations to help people, because that's what's really, really important. And people are looking at that, and I can tell you, Rashad, the crowds are growing. I went to Lancaster County the other day and Beaufort County this weekend, counties that went remarkably for Donald Trump. We had 200-plus people at each of those events, jam-packed in the room, and they're hungry and they're ready for change.
It sounds like to me you have a similar strategy of one of our Georgia congresswomen, Lucy McBath. Lucy McBath was able to win in a Republican district, a district that was once represented by Newt Gingrich. She's an African-American female Democrat. But what she did as a strategy, Jamie, was to not get so involved in the national politics, but to get really, really entrenched into local solutions. It sounds like you are pushing the local solutions agenda for South Carolina.
That's exactly right, because it's the local solutions. That's why people send you to Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
to help them, to focus on your energy in terms of helping them. Not to do all this, you know, it's not about, yes, as a senator, you get on the floor and you debate and you go to committee hearings and all that, but you have to do all of that to the benefit of your constituents. But for Lindsey Graham, it's all of what he does is to the benefit of himself. This guy will get on TV news every other night but won't do a town hall in these communities. Some of these communities that have lost their hospital, Lindsey Graham hasn't even come to the communities to talk to them about what he can do in order to make sure that they get affordable health care into their communities. And it just shows that this guy doesn't care about that. Going to D.C. is what his focus is, not addressing the needs of the folks. And what Lucy did was remarkable, but it was very similar to what Stacey was trying to do as well in that race, which is focus on a local level and focus on the issues that people really care about.
You know how important South Carolina is, and you know how many black people participate, especially in the Democratic primary. I want to ask you questions specific to the black community. What are the most important issues you see right now facing black folk in the United States?
Well, one of the most important issues is health care. You know, I have my grandma helped raise me. So I was born a single mom, 16. My grandparents helped raise me. And so, you know, I've taken care of my grandma for most of my adult life, helped buy her and my grandfather a house. And I still really help her out a lot. But, you know, she tells me about, you know, the high cost of prescription drugs, and that she has friends who cut their pills in half because they can't afford it. I mean, healthcare is such a crucial issue, and it impacts everything in our life and in our lives. And even if we're not impacted, I'm sure that everybody has a loved one who's having some health-related issues. And just recently I read that the administration's talking about going after people on disability. They've already talked about work requirements for those on Medicaid. I mean, time and time again, they're going after the poor and the working class in our society, and enough is enough with that. But also, you know, for our next generation, we got these young people saddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans. You know, I graduated with $160,000 of loan debt. My wife graduated with $90,000. Together, that's $250,000. In Georgia or South Carolina, that's a really nice house.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, you got young people now who are graduating with that amount of debt by themselves. That impacts their life choices. That means they're staying at home longer. That means, you know, they're probably not getting married or they're making decisions about the types of jobs that they have to take in order to accommodate and address that student loan debt. We got to figure out how as a nation that we really step back and tackle that at its root. And so those are some of the issues that I'm focused on in this race.
Jamie, I'm the editor-at-large for Rolling Out Magazine, which is a millennial-focused urban publication. What do you think the hip-hop generation of influencers can do to help educate and energize the voting class.
Yeah. Listen, I want our young voters to understand this. They are now, as of the 2018 race, the largest demographic of voters in this country. And I'm going to repeat that again. Younger voters, the millennial voters, are the largest demographic of voters in this country. But they are also the demographic that is least likely to vote. And so I want young folks to think about the world they want to live in, think about the country that they want to live in, think about the issues that they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and understand that when they don't vote, they are ceding that authority, that decision on those issues that are important to them. They're giving it to someone else. And that someone else could be folks who don't have their same values or their same perspective. And so it's about seizing the power that we have and changing the world and using our own actions to change this world into the world that we want to live in. If you don't like what's going on with this administration, you don't like what people like Lindsey Graham are doing on a day-to-day basis, then you have the power to change it. But you've got to understand the importance of that power and go exercise it when these elections take place this year.
If you win this U.S. Senate race, you will likely be faced with the question of reparations for black people. The American government is actually for reparations because we as a government, we have given reparations to other groups before. What is your stance on reparations specifically for those who are descendants of slaves in America?
Rashad, a very good question. And listen, I love what Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has done in terms of studying that. And, you know, we will continue that working with the Congressional Black Caucus. But really what I have to focus on right now is I have to focus on the fact that we got people right now in South Carolina, black, brown, white folks who don't even have running water in their house, who have to go out to the outhouse in order to use the restroom. People who live in food deserts. I got one community in Bamberg who just got a grocery store, and all before they didn't have that. And so those are some of the fundamental things that I first and foremost have to focus on, because in order to even have that discussion, we got to make sure that people have the basic necessities of life. And in many parts of rural South Carolina, we don't see that. And most of those parts of South Carolina are black communities. We have a community called the Quarter of Shame, where the schools are falling apart, the holes in the ceiling, there's no Wi-Fi, so the kids can't even connect with the rest of the world when we want them to compete with the rest of the world. And so those are the first things in my priorities to make sure that we focus on. And then once we do that, I'm happy to have those discussions about other things. But I need to make sure that my people have the necessities to just have a decent life. And right now, they don't have that.
And I definitely understand your answer. And I understand you pivoting back to South Carolina because that is the kind of campaign you're running. But at some point, if you are elected to the U.S. Senate, the question and the practical vote of the study of reparations may fall in your lap. And I think it's important for a lot of people who are listening in South Carolina and in other places that you have an absolute stance on if you are for at least the study of the cause and effect dynamic of slavery and Jim Crowism in America. Now, are you willing to say that you stand with Jackson and other members of Congress to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, I got you. Well, that's simple as it is. Yeah, I got it. I want to leave you with this question because we seem to be almost at war. I'm trying to make sense of everything that's happening. It changes by the day. What is your personal position as it relates to President Trump basically ordering for the assassination of an Iranian general?
Listen, one of the things is the thing that I've been most concerned about are the troops.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many young men and women who come through South Carolina, who come through Fort Jackson here, thousands of them. We just sent my cousin, one of my younger cousins, who just went into the Navy. And so the most important thing is, for me, is the troops that we send overseas to do this type of work, to protect and defend our democracy, and whether or not there is an actual plan for the work that they do. And that's where I have a lot of questions, or whether or not there was concerted effort, a concerted plan for how you engage in these efforts. Listen, I understand this guy was a bad, bad, nasty guy. But the question is, do we have a plan? Do we have a plan for the response? Do we have a plan for how we protect our homeland? Do we have a plan for how we protect our young men and women? And that's what I'm really, really focused on. You know, foreign policy is tricky. It is Yep. extremely tricky. But what I want to make sure, I believe the one of the things that Congress, the most important role that members of Congress and the president has is the oversight of our military and the young men and women who have dedicated their lives and their families, the families that are left back at home, and making sure that they're taken care of. And so that's first and foremost, but I have a lot of concerns as it relates right now to what the plan is, was, and whether there was one. Mm-hmm. And so I want to hear more about that.
You tweeted to or toward Senator Lindsey Graham. You said, and I quote, "Senator, you're in the fight of your career. This movement cannot be stopped." A recent poll shows that Senator Lindsey Graham's unfavorability rating is very, very high in his state. As a matter of fact, his favorability rating is only at 38%. In the Change Research Post and Carrier poll, it shows Graham at 47% and you at 45%, which statistically is a virtual tie when you calculate the margin of error. What do you think people in your campaign are saying the reason why they are choosing to support you over Lindsey Graham?
Because they know I am focused like a laser on the people of South Carolina. And right now they know that the only thing that Lindsey Graham is focused on is whether or not he has a seat on Air Force One or he's driving the president's golf cart. For me, the most important thing is how we bring hope back to South Carolina, how we address these issues that the people of our great state are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, how we bring real good leadership back to South Carolina, leadership that is looking forward to how we build the 21st century for all of our people. That's not what they're getting with Lindsey Graham. He's been here for over 20 years in Washington, D.C., and the question I'm hearing from folks is, what has Lindsey Graham done for us lately?
Jamie Harrison, how can people connect with you? I'm coming to the end, my friend.
Yes. People can connect with me by going to jamieharrison.com, and I spell Jamie a little differently. It's J-A-I-M-E, so jamieharrison.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @HarrisonJamie. But we are building a movement. This is a part of that new South that we've been talking about, and I really need everybody. I need your hopes, your prayers, but also your contributions. So if you can, go to jamieharrison.com, sign up to volunteer or to donate.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Rashad. You take care of yourself.
You too, sir.
Bye.
All right, Jamie Harrison, the number one opponent to Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, breaking all kinds of fundraising records and polling records, at a statistical tie with the senator. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.